It is 8:07 on the morning show. Looking at overcast conditions here in downtown Charles City. We have a temperature sitting at 22 degrees. I'm Chris Berg. We're being joined with the Charles City Community School District this morning. We have Heather Phillips, who is the Charles City Community Schools Innovative Campus Administrator. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I would be better if we didn't have snow, but
same.
It could be worse. I mean, we could have like 7 inches of snow or eight like Osage does. And I think we had less than an inch, maybe an inch and a half. I don't know, but not as much as what they said, thankfully. Now, we also have a senior Paris in studio as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sorry to make you come in on your 2 hour late start day early.
My
apologies, but we have a lot to talk about. Of course, we are talking about the innovative campus that they have at the Charles City Community Schools. Now, Heather, talk about what that is.
So the Innovative Campus is a campus that houses two of our alternative programs. We have Carey Lane Alternative High School that is housed there, and then we also have our Flex program, which is something that was kind of born last year through Larry Wolf, I do believe. And what that part of the campus does is it allows students more of a hybrid kind of approach to learning. So some of the students that are served at our Flex campus, they might be 100% virtual online from home, or they might be in person at the Flex campus. They might do part-time at Flex and then come take some of their classes at the high school. Just allows them a different type of setting in order to complete their credits.
Sure. I know Carey Lane's been there for quite some time. I remember that when I was in high school too.
Yeah, Carey Lane's been there for a while, and I think this year we're serving about 35 students through through the Carey Lane program.
So that's really expanded then.
Yes, between Carey Lane and Flex, the Innovative Campus is serving about 100 students, maybe give or take a few, in some sort of capacity, whether those are full-time, Carey Lane, hybrid between the high school.
Wow, that's impressive. So how do the Innovative Campus programs, that is, have a positive impact on our students and our community, for that matter?
You want to speak to that, or you want me to go first?
I can. It has impacted, like, I know my sister and multiple people I've known, they have had, went to go do great things from just graduating from Carey Lane, and Carey Lane has helped me throughout a lot, and I feel like it's just a great thing for kids to have around because you could get your stuff done easier, you won't have no distractions, and they're way more relaxing at Carey Lane and at Flex also, and it's more laid back and you won't have to worry about like getting on class on time. It's more of like kind of like a job and
sure.
Responsibilities you have to uphold with Carey Lane and Flex.
Yeah, I like the distraction part. I get distracted extremely easily, so that would be a benefit.
We've also looked with like graduation rates and that sort of thing with Carey Lane and Flex. They don't specifically only serve our at-risk population, but we do have a lot of students there that would otherwise be at risk of dropping out or not graduating.
Definitely.
So really, those programs are helping increase those graduation numbers, and it allows them to be super flexible. Like I know Paris is a student who, because of the scheduling, she's able to attend school but then also work during the day. So I think that's a big impact for our community also, is that students are able to work and go to school without such strict hours.
Yeah.
That they have to be there.
Definitely. Now, Paris, you were talking a little bit about that program. Do you have any more benefits from your perspective?
Well, the reason why I joined Carey Lane was because of my dyslexia, and it has helped me improve so much. If I wasn't at Carey Lane, I would have probably been failing by now. And it just, you can get your stuff done on your own time. And like with Carey Lane, I don't know how to explain it. It's like more helpful in a weird way. You do it all on your own, but it's helpful for you because you could do it on your own pace.
And you know, and all the students say exactly that when they're in that Innovative Campus too. So that's definitely a big benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Any others?
Yeah, I mean, we actually surveyed all of the students that were down there just to kind of get some ideas from some of them. A big thing that's brought up a lot is just thinking about learning style. So a lot of students, and you know, we're discovering this even for younger kids too, they just might not learn the best from that traditional school setting. And this allows them, like what Paris said, like, you know, you can work at your own pace, you can set your own deadlines. I know that down at Flex, and I think Mr. Dean does this up at Carrie Lane also, meeting with students multiple times a week, letting them know, here's where you are in your goals, here's how much you have completed. We did have two girls just this past week at Carrie Lane complete all of their credits to need, so that it's kind of cool because we're able to start seeing right now, you know, all right, here's two more that we're going to have graduating from Carrie Lane this spring. The other really cool thing is the fact that, and I think this is something that maybe people don't know, is Carrie Lane and Flex are both just programs of Charles City High School. So any students who attend there are still able to participate in all activities. Like Paris is really involved with cheer and with track also. Yep. So we have students involved in all those things, dances. We have students involved in student council. So any of those activities that all of the other Charles City High School students participate in, our Flex and Carrie Lane students are able to partake in as well.
Definitely a benefit there. And of course, you know, not a lot of districts have anything like this. So, I mean, it kind of sets Charles City apart as well, just having this. For more information regarding Innovative Campus programs, can our listeners reach out to you? Is there a webpage for it?
Reaching out to me would be best. We're kind of trying to streamline the program a little bit so that communication goes through one spot. So yep, that would be reaching out to me, and I'm generally housed at the high school. We do have, just so everybody knows, and I brought this up at the board meeting a few weeks ago, we do have a waiting list of about 25 to 30 students who want to be involved there. But holy buckets, 100 plus students that we're serving there right now. We can't really fit any more in until we get some of these seniors graduated. So, yep, reach out to me, and then we can talk about what would be the best options for your students.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Heather and Paris, for joining us this morning, and have a great snow day, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. 8:14, we have Harry Styles now here on KCHA. You did an awesome job.